Hi, I am Lindo Butelezi. I'm a content creator and the host of Wrapped Radio. This podcast is where fascinating people join me to share their thoughts, life stories, and career journeys. Welcome to and enjoy Wrapped Radio. Hello and welcome to Wrapped Radio. Today I'm joined by Zakia Bika, a yoga teacher and co-founder of Yoga in Color. Yoga in Color is a movement based in South Africa, striving for true inclusivity, diversity, knowledge sharing, empowerment, and healing within the broader yoga community.
Hello, Zakia. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on Wrapped Radio today. How are you?
I'm good. Good in yourself, Lindo. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I feel like it's so terrible that it's taken us so long to have this conversation. Like, you should have been one of the first guests. But anyway, here we are today.
I'm so glad to be here. And time after time, I know time hasn't worked out for us, but we're here now. And the universe is like, this is the time. So we're going to do it. And I'm glad to unpack what you want to unpack with me today.
Great. Today is the day. So before we get any further, can you introduce yourself to the audience? Tell us where you're from, what you do. Give us a little bit of a random fun fact about who Zakia Bika is.
Cool. So I'm Zakia, and I am a yoga teacher and social justice activist and the co-founder of Yoga in Color. That's a little bit about me and who I am as one side of a person that makes a little bit about who I am. And it's always so weird when you have to introduce yourself and like say I'm this or that. But I guess like as we go through this podcast and everyone that's listening and through our conversation, you'll learn a bit more about me. But besides yoga, I'm really big into food. I love food and yes. I love going to new places to try food and experiences around that. And I think it's because I'm a Taurus and we associated with like food quite often. Maybe that's part of it, but that's a little bit about me.
No, that is absolutely part of it. I have two Taurus members in my family and food is number one on their list of priorities. So I get it. It's true. You're right.
We are not alone.
No, but I think Capricorns too. I think Capricorns are also foodies too.
Yes, I think it's like earth energy. Like we just want like the basics, like survival, like what's our survival? Okay, food. But like take it up a notch and give us good food.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So Zakia, we all know now that you are a yoga teacher. Can you tell us when did you start practicing? And also like, why did you start practicing?
Cool. So my mom actually got me into yoga and she would practice and I would obviously, that's how I knew of yoga, the physical practice, the asana practice, the postures. So she got me into yoga when I was 12. And my first class was actually a Bikram class at Yoga Experience, but it was like a Bikram sort of class, beginner's class for kids. And it was actually with a teacher of color, which was amazing. And they had a little card reading at the end. So what I gathered from it, besides being an experience that could move my body, it was an experience to like understand myself. But I was 12 at the time and I was fairly interested, but I actually started like a steady practice and became dedicated to the full practice of yoga, including breath work and meditation and using the ethics of the eight limbs of yoga to lead and guide my life in my early 20s, initially as a tool for healing. When I first started that practice, I wanted to lose weight and I was on like a self-transformational journey from a physical aspect. But as I started practicing and understanding the sacred practice of yoga, it hit me beyond the physical, and I got to see the mental and emotional benefits. And it really brought me back to myself, to point. And it was this practice of mindfulness and self-care and self-love for me. And that's when it started and where it began.
That's beautiful. I want to go back to the part where you mentioned Bikram yoga. I know some people, I've done yoga. I've been to a few classes, but I wouldn't be able to explain what Bikram yoga is to somebody. So can you tell us what the difference between Bikram yoga is from the other forms of yoga?
So Bikram yoga is quite topical because Bikram Chaudhary that brought Bikram yoga to the West actually stole the practice or the postures and the sequence from the direct lineage where he was taught from. And through doing that, he popularized it in the West and gave it the name of Bikram. So usually it's hot yoga, really high temperature in a room that's closed, very little use of water and hydration. And you go through a set of postures, a sequence, and you hold each posture for a set amount of time.
Okay.
So with that, Bikram Chaudhary has been accused of a lot of sexual violence and a lot of topical things within the yoga community. And it is quite taboo to speak about that. So for me, saying that that's the first thing I practice at 12, now in 2021 with what's going on, I think it just highlights a lot of things of how people in power take something sacred and change it into something that it's not. And it uncovers a lot of demons in a practice that's supposed to embody mindfulness, the mind, the body, and the breath. But there's a lot more to it all.
Wow, I never knew that. So thank you for that information and for sharing that. That was really valuable.
Thanks for asking, because yeah, there's so many different types of yoga. And when we look at yoga, there are 8 limbs of yoga, and asana, the physical practice that we all know and are familiar with, is only one part of yoga. So I always say, like, are you a yoga teacher that embodies yoga, or are you an asana teacher that just focuses on the physical aspect of the postures? And I think that's what the general public or population that's not integrated in the yoga community knows, because that's what we see, you know, online, on social media, or at gyms, when people say, okay, I want to get into fitness, oh, try a yoga class, you know. But yoga is so much more than that. And I think once people understand that, that's when they realize the mental and emotional benefits, and that it's far more than just a physical practice of increasing like mobility and flexibility and building strength.
That's amazing. That's really, really amazing. When you were in your early 20s and you started practicing like a holistic type of yoga, form of yoga, did you ever imagine yourself running a business, a yoga business?
No, not at all, because I just wanted to practice and I loved what it was uncovering within me and the relationship I was building to myself. And it was a healing practice. And I absolutely loved that. So I was practicing different types and styles of yoga. And at back then I was practicing Iyengar yoga, restorative and yin, and vinyasa. And I really loved Iyengar yoga because it was very disciplined and very much focused on alignment. And through that practice of yoga, I understood the anatomy of my body and what my body can physically do. So I became more self-aware in my body because of that. And as I went on exploring yoga, I realized that I would actually be interested in learning more. So I did my first 200-hour teacher training in 2018 with Tegan Berg at the time. And it was just more for me to really know what this is and to educate myself. I didn't see myself teaching until a friend of mine suggested that I sub a class for her. And I fell in love with teaching the practice. And I was like, this is something that needs to be shared with everyone. And that's how I started teaching after work. At different studios. And I noticed that I was teaching a specific group of people, specifically able-bodied white older women. And this was in studios. And I realized that people like me or people of color aren't represented in the space. And learning more in my 200 hour and seeing the community that embodies the practice of yoga, I realized that it's a very exclusive practice when the yoga practice is supposed to be inclusive. Yeah. But back then I didn't really pay much attention because I really just wanted to teach. So I wanted to get out there and teach. And then I taught a few workshops, and it's a slow process. I wouldn't necessarily say I have a yoga business. I'm building towards that, but it's been a journey since 2018.
Since 2018. And at the time when you started your yoga teacher training, what were you doing career-wise?
So when I came out of varsity, initially, I actually didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. And I heard a bit about a few careers that I could have access to. And I'm a very analytical person, but I'm also creative, and I wanted to mix something that involves the two. But I strongly wanted to study law at the time, but I didn't have access to do that. And I was just like, I need to study. What am I going to do? So I found out about a career as a buyer in retail. And I think at first it was very appealing because of travel and trends, and it sounded really cool. But then I also really liked the business aspect. So I actually got a bursary to pursue a career in the business of retail. So that's what I went to pursue as my undergrad, which was actually not really necessarily related to fashion or retail, but it was more business orientated and marketing focused, I think builds a strong foundation to certain capabilities that I embody me and I have access to implement now. But I started a corporate job. I was in a grad program at Edcon, which back then was a popular retailer in South Africa. And I was working full time, and I realized that there's more to life than this. And the space that I was in was highly toxic, and I had realized that this is not what I want to do. Mm. And there's more to life. And obviously yoga was a hobby that then became like a side hustle, and I sort of seen who I was and the direction I wanted to go. So I would literally be in meetings thinking about what I'm going to practice or teach people in the evening. Or I would be working and listening to yoga podcasts or like sequencing a class to be inspired for the evening. So I was always living For after work. And then I would come back like super late in the evening at around 10 and then ease down and then start my day again. So when I made the switch to leave corporate, I at least had something to fall back on that was meaningful, because what I found was that I had lost meaning and purpose in what I wanted to do. And yoga brought me back to myself and to go on the journey to find what that purpose is.
I'm so proud of you for having the courage to do that. Not a lot of people do. First of all, like, not a lot of people make time for a hobby when they work in a corporate job, because they use the busyness of the corporate environment as an excuse almost to not invest time into the things that they love and give them meaning. So I'm proud of that. And then being proud of just you being able to say, you know what, I recognize that this is not aligned with the path that I want to take for my life, and building something that is more in line with what you want to do and who you want to be.
Agree. And I think in life, we get so busy with being busy and being okay with being busy because we think that's the right thing to do, and being busy equates to something. But when we don't take a step back and breathe and rethink and take a pause and really introspect with ourselves, we don't really find the meaning of our life. And we always have to lead with purpose and intention. And sometimes that means you have to take big risks. But I think in the long run, you will live and lead a more fulfilled life if you do always come back to your purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so right now, while you're teaching, are there any projects that you're working on or involved in that people can be a part of?
So currently I host monthly free self-love workshops, and hopefully before the end of May ends, we will have one for the month of May, but they are monthly workshops for women, specifically online. I usually have a guest come on and speak about a specific topic. So that's something that I love to do, to give back to the community, to give people access to yoga and meditation and breath work, as well as educate them on something that is of interest to a specific group or community, or what needs to be shared and spoken about. I also host Yoga is Social Justice workshops, and I teach on yoga trainings. And that is specifically something that I want to lead more into and focus more on and bring to the table, because yoga has become so exclusive that we forgot that it's inclusive, because yoga means to unite, to come together, to yoke. And currently with what we're facing in the world tells us that as a global community, we aren't uniting. And within the yoga community, we aren't uniting. So through creating a practice of social justice in yoga, it becomes a social change tool to allow people to empower themselves and to undo trauma and to heal and to find a collection of people working towards creating opportunity for all. So that's something that I'm very passionate about.
I love that. Can you tell us about Yoga in Color and the work that you're doing through that organization that you've started or co-founded?
So Yoga in Color started back in June of 2020. So it's going to be a year old soon, which is yay. Like, we're going to celebrate our first birthday, which is exciting.
Mind blowing.
I know, I can't believe it. The last 6 months we've sort of been quiet, but we have done a lot. And I think like in the first week of when we started, like, whoa, I look back and I'm like, we did that much. So I think we did deserve a break to just like regulate and work on other projects, because yeah, it's crazy. So I was in my room and I was just like, what is this yoga? Like, what are we doing? It was a height of BLM. And I was just like, I'm advocating for a practice that doesn't include me and my broader community. I reached out to a few yoga teachers, and someone was like, I love this, and I share the same sentiments. And we then hopped on to co-found what is now Yoga in Color. So I co-founded with Varda Hartley, and it's been intense, it's been hard, it's been challenging, but it's been the most rewarding thing I've done. Within the first week of us launching, we hosted an international retreat. We had a scholarship program that we launched for the BIPOC community to become yoga teachers. We've engaged with international people that are highly acclaimed in the yoga space. We're trying to transform the community from the ground up within the community, working with BIPOC people, working with white people to decolonize the practice and to create a sense of unity, as well as a community for BIPOC teachers to stand out. Because a lot of studios are like, how do we include you? We can't find you. But it's really just an excuse, because through the work of Yoga in Color, we found that there are so many people of color in our community that are yoga teachers or are practicing yoga. It's just that no one knows about us. And this gives everyone a platform to show up. And I hope that we continue to do amazing good work in the community. And I'm excited for what's to come.
I think you are doing amazing work in the community that you have in the year that you, well, the 11 months that you've been working. I know that you have a scholarship program as well. Then you've awarded a number of people who have wanted to become yoga teachers scholarships in order to do that. So that's incredible. And I can't wait to see what else Yoga in Color is going to achieve in 2021 and beyond.
Yeah, we're excited. And I think there's still a lot of work that we need to do to push Yoga in Color out there. And there's a lot of great opportunities to come for people that are looking to become yoga teachers. We offer 200-hour scholarships, 300-hour scholarships, as well as kids and pregnancy yoga scholarships. So as we move along in this journey, we will see where we are and what we have to do, and we'll continue to do the work.
That sounds amazing. So for the people who have listened to this podcast and they want to connect with you, or they want to learn more about Yoga in Color or your self-love workshops or anything that you are about, where can people find and follow you?
So you can find me on Instagram. It's my name at Zakia Bika. So that should be super simple. You can also find us at Yoga in Color on Instagram. All our details and access to our email contact information is on there. And yeah, I think we are in the process of working on a website for Yoga in Color, as well as I'm working on a personal website for myself and my yoga business. So yeah, I think Instagram is a good point of call to connect and to learn more.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so, so much for having this conversation with me. And also, before I let you go, if people want to attend some of your yoga classes, where can they sign up? How can they sign up? Do you have yoga classes online that they can attend? How can people learn from you?
So if you go onto my Instagram page, I have a link tree, and in the link tree, there is a tab that says book a class. You're welcome to fill out a form and I'll get in contact with you. I'm currently only teaching private classes one-on-one due to COVID. So I'm eliminating group contact at the moment. Okay. I will be having weekly online classes that are launched soon, but you can contact me for more information, and maybe a few in-person events to follow with myself, as well as some collaborations that we have with Yoga and Color and other partners in the yoga community.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Zakia. You've been such a star.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everyone that's listened. And I hope there was something that you could get out of this. And yeah, let's connect further. And thank you, Linda, for having this platform for us to have a voice in this space.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please remember to rate this episode and to subscribe to the podcast for episode updates. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram @lindo_butelezi, and I'll catch you on the next one.